We have been talking about discussing about reality, actually, and how we practice our way in our Zazen and in our everyday life. And Dogen Zenji talked about the reality by using the Japanese or Chinese word inmo. Inmo means inmo has two meanings. It is it means like this, you know. And also it means question. What is that? It is, you know, it. You know. It means sometimes it is question mark, and sometimes it means pointing at something. We say it. In English, you know, you say it is hot. That it is the same words, same meaning when you say it is 9 o'clock or it is 8:30. No, it you use only time or weather, you know. Time or weather is it, but not only time or weather. everything should be it, can be it. We are also it, you know, but we don't say it. Instead of it, we say we are he, or me, or I. But actually, it means it. So everything is, if everything is it, you know, it is at the same time question mark, you know. When I say it, you know, you don't know exactly what I mean. So you may say, what is it? It is not. It does not mean some definite, special thing. As it does not mean when we talk about time, it is not. It does not mean some special time, or meal time, or lecture time. We don't know. So it is. It means also, it may be a question mark for everyone. If I say it, you know, you may say, what time is it? You may say. So, it, or immo, has two meanings, definite. Some definite thing is it. But at the same time, it may be a question. And this is very important for us to know. It has always, maybe it has, it means always, it has two sides of it. It is hot now, but it, the it may be sometimes cold. Right now it is hot, but it is not always hot. Sometimes it will be cold. when we talk about time, it means some special time. But at the same time, it means, you know, some continuous time. Time is always, time is continuous thing. And at the same time, time is some special, definite, discontinued, some certain hour. When we say it is 8:30, we point out at some certain time. At that time, a time means discontinuity. And time by nature, it is something continuous, continuously. So one word has two sides, continuity and discontinuity. That is the nature of reality to us. So we have been talking about things for tonight in terms of discontinued, some special, discontinuous, specialized being. Which has form or color, you know. That is immo. That was immo. But Dogen Zenji again talks about our practice in terms of something continuous, not special, something which is mixed up with everything. If we are not ready to discuss things, we will not have complete understanding of our teaching. As he says, those who fell on the ground should stand up by the ground, by the earth. I don't know if it makes some sense to you. What do you say? To fail on the ground. To fail or?
Fall on the ground.
Hmm?
Fall on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Fall on the ground. Shoot. Stand up by the earth, by the ground, at that place. And he also says, if you fall on the ground, you should stand up. By emptiness, by nothing. Actually, we stand up by the ground, like this. You know. But he says, we shouldn't stand up by the ground. What that it means is, if you think, you can stand up by the ground, always. It will be a big mistake. If you rely on ground, if you rely on the ground, on ground and don't mind to fall on the ground, you know. You fall on the ground quite easy. It's all right. I can stand up by the ground. So he said, you shouldn't think you can stand up on the ground, by the ground. And this point is important, you know, it is like enlightenment. If you rely on enlightenment, you know, and practice Dhamma, it is someone who easily, you know, make mistake or fall on the ground, relying on the help of the ground. Do you understand? It is because of that very subtle point. To stand up by the ground, of course we have to stand up by the ground at that time. But if you stick to the idea of help of the ground all the time, you know, you lose the true meaning of fall on the ground. In other words, we should not make same mistake many, many times. Even though you make mistake, you may think, even though you make some mistake, it is all right. We know how to get out. That is not what we mean. When we say reality, things happen. Things do not happen many times in the same way. Even it doesn't happen the same way twice. But if we say, if you fall on the ground, you should stand up by the ground, then you will have this kind of idea. Okay, I know how to stand up, so it's all right, even though I fall on the ground by mistake. With this kind of prejudice, easy idea, if we practice our way, that is wrong practice. you decide each time in lecture, you know, even 100 purpose of time, we cannot meet with the teaching. That is the truth, you know. Truth is exist. Truth is true. Only when you listen to, and when you try to repeat what someone said, that is not truth anymore. When he said so, it is true. When someone said so, it is true. Because the ground is already has two meanings. It is, you know, at that time ground. But grounds can be a stick sometimes, can be a stone sometimes, can be a water sometimes. Ground is it. It means everything, not just ground. So it means that you should get, renew your way of practice. Each time you practice, you have must have a fresh new feeling. Which fresh and new feeling you should practice our way. Try not to have same experience. So your experience of practice should be always new and should be always it. It should not be some definite particular experience. So there is nothing to rely on in our practice. But on the other hand, there is always something is provided for you. Always. According to the circumstances. You will have some aid to practice our way. You know, even pain in your legs is helped. You know, by the pain you have, you should practice our way. The pain is it. It is at that time some definite experience or definite trouble or thing. But it can be drowsiness. It can be hunger. It can be hot weather. So hot weather or cool weather, nice and cool weather, or hunger, or mosquito, the pain in your legs can be a aid of your practice, by which you can stand up, establish your practice. Not only, you know, Buddha's teaching, but also everything can be an aid of practice. So we say, Immoji. Immoji means things. And those who practice Zazen is also Immoni. Nim means person. Ni in Japanese means person. Immoni. Someone. Someone practicing something. And that is reality. Even though you are practicing actually right here, but in its true sense, you should understand someone practicing something, or someone doing something, not only practice. Someone doing something. So, if it is so, doing is not necessary. Someone and doing and someone and doing and something is same thing. Doing someone which in practice doesn't include everything. He cannot be separated from this world. And some action cannot exist without background or world. And something cannot be special thing from this world. So something, something, something. Then, what is that? That is complete. Realization. So one thing, you know. Everything happens in that way. So if you understand, stick to the idea of help or experience or enlightenment, that is already a mistake. As I am sort of I belong to sort of, if I say so, he denied enlightenment experience. It is not so. We sort of students do not stick to one thing. We don't stick to anything. We should have all that freedom. In Japanese, we say shushin, shushin no kata. Complete freedom. Complete freedom of practice. Complete freedom of expression. Our practice is expression, vivid expression of true nature, reality. So for us, it is not possible to stick to anything. So one after another, we have to practice our way in a quite denuded area and quite depressed way. And our practice should be independent from past practice and future practice. We cannot sacrifice our practice for a future thing. Because all the Buddha in past attained enlightenment in this way, and all the Buddha in the future will attain enlightenment in this way. In this way means, you know, this means not any. I do not mean sort of way or either way. Sometimes sort of way, sometimes either way, sometimes some other school's way. According to the circumstances. The way we how we attain enlightenment will be different. Someone will attain enlightenment when he sees some flower or hears some sound like bamboo. Or someone may attain enlightenment when they take hot bath. There are many kinds of people in Buddha Sangha. There was the 12 disciples who came from a rich family. And Vajrasattva Bodhisattva, who attained enlightenment in the hot family, is one of the boys who came from a very rich family. And rich and poor men attain enlightenment in various ways in hot family, in this world. And there's no sort of way or linear way, actually. So, we say it. And it, that it means and that it means two sides. It has two sides, positive side and negative side. In short, what do we mean? You know, we discuss the abstract way, so that discussion includes various way of practice. But in short, what it means is whatever it is, we should accept. And by means of various things, we should practice our way. And there's no other way to attain enlightenment. Do you have some questions? It may be rather difficult to make questions, you know. Because, you know, it is like to catch fish by net. You know. We talk something, you know, in this way, so that we cannot escape from it. It's like to catch the fish by net. After throwing net, you know, if some question, it doesn't mean much. But you escaped from the net. Okay.
When I fall down the ground, who is it that makes effort to get up?
You. Or Buddha.
I have a problem. It feels like it. Whenever I make effort, it seems to come from some sense of I.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some pride or some very strong sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us about effortless effort?
Effortless effort. Effortless effort means the effort, knowing that there's no I or no ground. You know. And then something which is going with everything. It's effortless effort. Some effort you make is not your effort, because there is no you. What is that effort? That effort is the effort comes out from from your mother body of whole being. You know, that you stand up means that everyone stand up. And everyone feels very good when you stand up. And when you attain enlightenment, everyone attains enlightenment with you. So if the practice does not include everyone, it is not true practice, we say. It is tainted practice by the idea of self. And you may have this kind of doubt. After you do something, ask like you whether this is selfish thing or not. Why did I do this? I think you will have this kind of some uncertain feeling about what you do or what you did. I suffered from it pretty much. Especially when you do something good, supposed to be good, you suffer more. When you did something by mistake, you don't suffer. You know. This is by mistake, so I will not make same mistake again. That's all. You know. But if you try to do something good, after you did something which is supposed to be good, because you did something, with some idea of good and bad, you suffer more. Especially by the idea of good, you suffer more. You should suffer more. And that is good experience.
I'm walking along and everything seems to be okay, and then thud, I'm on the ground. And I look around and there's a small rock. So with a roar, I can pick up the rock and throw it off into the woods. But what if the rock's so big that I can't lift it? So what am I going to do?
Rock is so big?
Yeah. It's stuck in the ground and I can't pick it up.
Yeah, no need to take it out. That's deep ego. too deep. Your ego is too deep. I thought if the rock is a great big one, it is more beneficial to stand up by small rocks will not help you so much, but if it's so big, it is easy to stand up by it. When you stand up, you should work off the rock, and there's no need to take it away. Thank you. actually, you know, problem, your problem is when you feel guilty, you know. When you feel guilty is the point. After you did something, you feel, you know, churches. But before you feel selfish, you didn't feel, you know, anything. But after you did something, you start to feel bad. So when you did it, it was all right. But after you did it, and when you think about it, the way you think about it was not, is not right. Do you understand? When you did it, you are not selfish. But when you think about it, you became already selfish. You expect something to be good. So don't think too much about what you did. Okay? If you think too much about what you did, it is, most of the time, it is maybe a conscientious thing. But it is sometimes very selfish idea is involved in it. So one after another, you should continue your practice, you know, without thinking, without being involved in so much selfish idea or idealistic idea. Okay? When I suffered a lot about it. When I was at school, you know, and I was staying at dormitory, you know, and the restroom was already dirty. Dormitory restroom was always dirty, so I, you know, made up my mind to clean it. But I didn't want to clean it when people, you know, see it. So I get up early in the morning before they get up. So that no one can find out me in cleaning, you know, restroom. It was pretty good, you know, for several days. But even though, early in the morning, someone get up. I had a very difficult time to hide myself. While doing this kind of thing, you know, sometimes, you know, our dean of the head of the college or university, whatever it is, Mukaria is his name. And he was a very strict person, and he stayed in our dormitory with students. Saturday night was the night when he go home. He was so strict in summertime when all the students went home. He would stay at dormitory, taking care of things. So most people who visited the dormitory to see him thought he was the garbage man of the dormitory. He was so he was pretty good. And sometimes you know, I saw a light in his room. You know. I was very much scared of him getting, coming to the restaurant. So as soon as I saw his light in the dormitory, not only his room, but also some room, I escaped from the restaurant. And I was quite upset. I don't know what to say. I was very much mixed up. At first, I felt very good. More and more, I had many things to think about. And I had too much to think about. So finally, I have to think whether I should continue to give up. But my nature, I was pretty stubborn. I didn't like to give up something so easily. So I wanted to continue, but I didn't want to have that kind of silly problems. But anyway, I continued. And I had, I studied psychology, you know. And the professor, you know, talked about our psychology. And he said, it is not possible to have same experience again, you know. Even though you think you did this kind of thing, but what you think about it and what you have experienced is not same, different, quite different. So actually you cannot have same experience again in its strict sense. So it is not possible to, you know, to have same feeling again, or same experience again. So I was enlightened. You know, okay, it is not possible to think about it. So forget about it. And I'll try. I'll continue to do it. Whatever happens, it is all right. So whatever they may say, and that is all right. I continued my practice in that way for, I don't know, for how long. So don't think too much about it. What you do is not selfish, but what you think, that you think about it is maybe selfish. So, if you can forget all about it, you are not so selfish.
I think I understand what you mean when you say that what we do is not selfish in the way that it affects other people. But it seems like there's some problems which cause us pain directly. And we think about them because they cause us pain directly. For example, eating. And I have a problem that keeps happening again and again. And I think about it very often each time that it happens. And I can see it happening even before it happens. And it still happens. And it's a problem with eating. Like things, there are certain things that if I eat them, I know they will cause me suffering. And every time that I eat them, I suffer. I get sick. There's an eye afterwards who says, you should never ever eat that again. Because every time that you've eaten it, you've suffered and gotten sick. And yet, another eye sees himself approaching that plate of food. And he goes, and then afterwards, the other eye comes along and says, you've eaten it 20 times, the same thing happens every time.
Yeah.
think about it and think about it and think about it.
That it comes. Yeah, we are. We have that kind of problem. Always. We know that this is not good. But I don't know why, but, you know, something makes me doing something wrong. But, you know, some people may say that is a kind of destiny, fate. Or, you know, it is not so. You can improve it little by little. Now, we have no idea of, you know, fate or karma in that way.
So you emphasize accepting it.
Mm-hmm.
And my emphasis on things to be on improving is not doing it next time rather than
yeah. But before, you know, you try to improve yourself, you have to accept it. You know. Or you have to see it clearly. You know. If you have idea of improvement first, you will miss the clear sight of the reality. So you have to see it first and try to improve it. Hi.
Feeling
as I sit, I forget about it, of course. Because sometimes new habit. Maybe that sort of like makes like an old question. Yeah. Sometimes a habit, a new habit, and don't think about the habit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Habit, that is habit, but habit is very important, you know, in our practice. That is why, you know, we do same thing over and over again to make some good habits. But difference between the habit in usual sense and our habit, good habit, yes. We, you know, we are trying to make something habit, you know. That something is, you know, the way to attain liberation. So usually, habit is, you know, habit of smoking, habit of drinking, something, you know, some habit directed to the other way. So our habit is to be free from things. We have this kind of practice. By practicing it, we will have habit of being relieved from everything, to have more freedom from everything. This kind of habit is the nature of habit is different. Do you understand? We bow to the Buddha. We observe self-service in the same way over and over again. But this habit will result complete freedom from for you. The Zazen practice will give you the power of being free from things. So we, if I use habit in usual sense, we practice our way to destroy various, you know, habits in bad sense. Okay. We say 100 lectures. And then, you know, one proof. What do you call it? After giving you 100 times of lectures, big class, you know. And that's what make me work. If I haven't given lectures, you know, to you, it was all right. Because I gave lectures. You know, to make poor is very easy. That is not actually laughing matter. Okay.